A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 made their way to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had summoned them. At the sight of the risen Christ, they fell down in homage, though some doubted what they were seeing. Jesus came forward and addressed them in these words: "All authority has been given me both in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of Abba God, and of the only begotten, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you, and know that I am with you always, even until the end of the world." The good news according to Matthew.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So today we celebrate the feast day of the Trinity, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, three persons, one God. And we celebrate and reflect on what we know about God and what we don't know. Well, we may not ever know God with fullness or certainty, so I'm not going to explain three persons and one God by metaphors like water or trees or shamrocks. But I will say that I read in an article about the Trinity how a woman reflected on the mystery when she was just a little girl of 3 years old. She said, "I was watching my grandmother sleep. One afternoon, during her afternoon nap, I contemplated her existence. I thought wisely, that's Grandmama, Mama, and Odell." She smiled in her sleep as I called her by the names used for her by her grandchildren, her husband, and her daughter. Three names, three relationships, and yet the same person. Amazing. This morning, I want to focus mostly on dancing as the metaphor for the Trinity. Dancing is a fluid movement of relationship, and so it describes Father, Son, and Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. You choose. Dancing is a great illustration for the Trinity because, first of all, it goes way back to the 4th century and was conceived by ordinary lay folks. Who knows better? The theologians then use the term perichoresis to say the dancing of the Trinity around one another. Now that's dynamic. But dancing has really changed a lot since the 4th century. There have been momentous changes in just the last 50 years. Do the names John, Paul, George, and Ringo mean anything to you? These Londoners took the world by storm with their dance tune, "Honey, Let's Do the Twist." With the Beatles and rock and roll, dancing went crazy. In fact, there was Elvis Presley too, and fast dancing opened up the floor to all kinds of gyrations. Do you like to dance?
Yes.
I have always loved dancing, especially dancing at weddings. Yeah. Yep. When I was a tiny girl, my dad would have me stand on the tops of his feet and would easily lead me around on the floor. We two would move as one. Later, as I moved in sync with other partners, it was almost like magic. If you might have two left feet, think of the joy of watching a couple who really knows how to cut a rug. Or think of the fun of watching Dancing with the Stars. There used to be a popular phrase, "I'll dance at your wedding." And that was a time to look forward to. I told a dear, dear young family friend, "Lauren, I'm going to dance at your wedding." Little did I know that I would be the officiating minister to marry Lauren and Nick, and that I would indeed also dance at their wedding. In fact, I really cut a rug with Lauren's dad, Stan, and he invited me to be his partner for a few cha-chas, and that was sheer joy. But the point here is not just about the joys of dancing. Let's look at what it means to say that God is dancing with us in the here and now. The Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier are three partners, weaving in and out of a shared space. If you've ever done a slow dance, you know that one of the most important aspects of slow dancing is having a partner. A person can hardly do a proper cha-cha or waltz or tango without a partner, although I've seen it done. The Bible introduces us to God as our partner, or partners. The person of God, as well as Jesus and Lady Wisdom, could be called our partners. So to say that the Spirit leads us into truth is to say that she guides us into a greater relationship with Jesus Christ, moving us, guiding, coming and going. The Spirit is a partner who will provide greater clarity about who Jesus is and what he has to say. She will continue to guide us as we grow in the teachings of Jesus, his wisdom, his life. The gospel imagines a whole Christian community that thinks afresh about Jesus, as we do. Today, at the ending of Matthew's gospel, Jesus promises, "I will be with you always until the end of the age." This means not being locked into the past, but understanding what Jesus means for our own time and as we move into the future. We will learn together to care more about the things that Jesus cares about and remain faithful in our ministries, no matter what the circumstances. The Holy Spirit is the one who will proclaim the wise teachings of the endless life of Jesus to us in new and changing circumstances. To say that the Spirit leads us implies that she will lead us to a new place. As long as we live and breathe, human beings will grow and change. We're designed to be able to go to new places in life. And sometimes, don't we just drag our own feet, stepping all over God's toes in the dance of this life? But the Spirit of God is always there to guide us. For instance, as our health changes, how many of us have seen health changes and will continue to? At one time or another, we all get weak and need healing. We get broken bones or torn tissues, injuries or illnesses. We can seek health and healing and strength from the practice of medicine and the divine physician. Where do you look for meaning in your life? Our work, study, or even retirement years can seem monotonous, day in, day out. Some days we may feel small or insignificant. However, when the Holy Spirit leads us, we can be changed by the ministries that we do, or the ministries done for us. The Spirit will renew us and lead us to new places, because God has given each one of us many gifts. Hospitality, mercy, helps, leadership, faith, wisdom. Ministries give our lives meaning. And when we have a cross to bear, it's Jesus himself who bears it with us. Perhaps it is a particular change that is our cross to bear. Change is not always easy, especially if the people in our lives have changed. Or they may be with us in a different way. Any transition can remind us of the promise of Christ that he is with us always. Will you pick up your cross and follow him? If we die with him, we will also rise with him. Another name for the Holy Spirit is Lady Wisdom. She's described in our first lesson today from Proverbs. I will leave you with the following little vignette from a biblical scholar, Jeff Pascal, about the dance of wisdom. I was out shopping yesterday, and who did I run into? Wisdom. Yeah, there she was. She called me over, and we began talking. Wisdom and I. Then I went down to the courthouse, and there she was again, making a plea for justice in a little courtroom where somebody had been unjustly accused. After that, I dropped by the school, and she had gotten there before me, calling for students and teachers alike, always to seek truth. Then I went for a walk in the woods, moving along the trail in quiet meditation. Wisdom snuck up on me, and she said, "Now that we're alone, I have something I want to share with you, a present I want you to enjoy. You know, I've been around for a long time. I've been whirling and dancing with God all along. I am God's delight, laughing and playing. I want you to know the lightness and spirit of gladness that come when you welcome me. Will you set aside thoughts, words, and deeds that make life heavy and sad for you and others? Will you come and laugh and play with me? Will you come and dance with me? Will you?" I'll end with a music video of the 1970s song by Orleans, "Dance With Me." Could you imagine the Trinity inviting you to dance?